as we relax with our awareness in the body, laying back comfortably in this reclining Shavasana position. Just completely let go. Be very present with the sensations of the body in contact with the mat. Back of the heels, calves, upper legs. Feel the glutes in contact with the mat. The different points of the back in contact with the mat. Points of the arms in contact with the mat. Through to the hands and the back of the head in contact with its support. And now just tune into the sensations in your body. Where is your attention drawn? What sort of sensations are you experiencing? Just simply be present with those. And now when we're ready, we're going to tune in to the different areas of the lungs. To begin with, bring your awareness to the breath and have the intention to breathe fully into the two upper lobes of the lungs. Bring the hands high up on the upper chest, spreading the fingers. So that's above the breast, hands high on the upper chest, above the breast, spreading the fingers up towards the clavicles. And tune in to the sensation of breathing fully in and out of the two upper lobes of the lungs. Just experience that. Notice that expansion high up into the upper chest towards the clavicles as you inhale, and the movement away as you exhale. Just tune into that. Clavicular breathing. After the next breath, we're going to bring the hands directly underneath the breasts, spreading the fingers across the rib cage, and we're going to tune into the thoracic breath. Focus on breathing into the midlobe. As you feel the midlobe and the thoracic area, notice how the rib cage expands. As you exhale and empty the thoracic area and midlobe, notice how the rib cage contracts. Just totally be with the experience of that area of your body expanding and contracting with the in and out breaths. And some of you may be focusing on developing the potential of your thoracic breath, so you might wish to favor moving the breath into the areas you need to expand it, whether that's to the front, the sides, or the back of the body. Just be very easy with that, no strain. after another breath or two, we're going to bring the hands down to the abdomen, to that navel region, and we're going to focus on abdominal breathing. Have the intention to breathe directly down into the two lower lobes, filling them with each in-breath. On the exhalation, emptying them fully. Easy full breaths in and out through the nostrils, if at all possible. Breathing deeply down into your two lower lobes. As you activate this abdominal breath, you'll feel the abdomen lifting the hands with each flow of the in-breath. On the out-breath, you'll feel the movement down. You can play a little with this. How much can you easily lift the hands with the in-breath? How much can they come down on the out-breath? Just play with it. And once you've got the sense of this abdominal breath, having tuned into the three stages of the breathing, clavicular, thoracic and abdominal, we're going to put it all together in a three-stage breath, the complete or natural breath, sometimes called the yoga breath. So we'll have that intention to breathe deep down into the lower lobes in stage one of the in-breath. Stage two, we fill the rib cage, the thoracic area. Stage three, we fill the upper lobes. Exhalation just looks after itself. And then when we're ready, we'll go into stage five of the breathing. So the first four stages, upper low breathing, mid low breathing was stage two, lower low breathing stage three. So that is clavicular, thoracic and abdominal breath. Stage four, we put it all together in the complete breath. Stage five, one hand comes on top of the other over the navel region. And as we exhale, we support the movement of the abdomen down, holding the abdomen down, lengthening the space at the end of the exhalation. When the in-breath arises, again, feel the abdomen lifting the hands. So let's continue with this stage, the most important stage of the practice. Each of the stages has a relevance, but this is the most important part of the practice. Inhaling, feel the hands being lifted by the abdomen. As we exhale, support the movement of the abdomen down with the hands, holding the abdomen down, lengthening the space at the end of the exhalation. We don't strain, but there is a strong support to help the abdomen move down and lengthen that space at the end of the exhalation. So definitely we don't strain, but easy full breaths. And remember, there are four stages of breathing. The in-breath is the breath we imbibe the life force, energizing breath. The space at the end of the in-breath, the point of maximum absorption of life force. The out-breath is the releasing breath. The space at the end of the out-breath, the point of maximum release. So for this practice, we're wanting to relax and settle, so we focus more on the out-breath and the space at the end of the out-breath. Let's add the dimension of healing intention. Have the feeling that as you inhale, you're drawing in that life energy, nourishing, life-giving energy. As you exhale, you're moving that life force down through the body, through the torso, releasing anything you want to let go of. Whether it's unsettledness of mind, worry, tension, tightness, stiffness, soreness, fatigue in the body, impurity, toxicity, anything you're wanting to let go of in mind and body, have that feeling intention. As you're exhaling, you're releasing it, you're moving whatever it is down towards the abdomen, down, down from the abdomen towards the earth. Mother Earth recycles. Those of you who like to visualize in the form of healing light, remember the option of visualizing the prana moving into the body in the form of white or golden light or any other color that really resonates for you. And on the out-breath, moving that beautiful life force down through the body and perhaps picking up whatever we're wanting to dissolve in the form of a little bit of dark smoke. You breathe down and then out of the body. Remember, this is just an option. The main thing is feeling intention for nourishing life-giving in-breaths, for releasing, emptying out-breaths. Let's enjoy three more full, nourishing breaths in this way. When you complete the last breath, just relax the arms a little to the side of the body, palms up, thumb and index fingertips together. And completely let go as you relax deep within. I'm going to start counting descending numbers. As I do, just feel with each descending number your body and mind is sinking more and more and more into delicious restedness. Nine, Fully into that deep stillness. Keep bringing your mind back to that deep quietness, that still, calm ocean of inner awareness. Stillness, that calm, relaxed awareness. Just bring the awareness back into the body, to the toes. Start to gently move the toes in that stillness. Allow the heels to find their way to the buttocks, knees high. Slow, mindful, moving meditation. When the knees come high, you may wish to gently move the knees a little from side to side, just a gentle movement of the pelvis. If you'd like to, let the head delicately move a little in the opposite direction. After some of that nurturing movement, just roll over onto your left side. Make yourself comfortable. And when you're ready, just listen as I repeat the practice to you, so you help anchor it, and then in a minute or two we can just come up into an upright sitting position. So the first thing we do is we lay comfortably in Shavasana and we just tune into the sensations of the body in contact with the mat. And then we tune into the sensations within the body. So this takes us a couple of minutes, just listening and tuning into the body. Then we start the breath process. Stage one, upper low breathing, hands high on the upper chest, fingers spread up towards the clavicles. Stage two, mid-lobe and thoracic breath, hands directly under the breast, spreading the fingers. Stage three, lower lobe breathing, hands around the abdomen, the navel region. Stage four, we put it all together in the complete breath, keeping the hands on the abdomen. And each of these stages, 1.5 to 2 minutes. Stage five, one hand on top of the other over the abdomen. We support the movement of the abdomen down with the hands, with each exhalation holding the abdomen down, lengthening the space at the end of the out-breath. On the in-breath, abdomen lifts those hands. We add healing intention, nourishing life-giving in-breath, releasing, emptying out-breath. And we do this last part of it for 5 to 7 minutes before we relax the arms to a little to the side of the body, palms up. And if it's comfortable, we can bring the hands into that simple mudra, Gyana Chin Mudra, thumb and index fingertips together, other three fingers comfortably away. And if you wish to, you can add the countdown with the breaths. When you do it on your own, you count down from 12 with each of the out-breaths, with the feeling that each successive lower number is bringing you more and more towards a deeply rested state of body and mind. When you count down to one, just sink into stillness, relax there for as long as you wish, before you take plenty of time to slowly come out of the practice. Namaste. When you're ready, make your own easy way out of the practice, out of that reclining position.